Ben Lasanto at the Lincolnshire show, speaking to David Chiddick, who is our president. David,
hello.
Is this show a success this
year? It's an enormous success from everybody I've spoken to, from judges, some of whom have never been here before, saying this is the best show in the country, to machine manufacturers that don't go to other shows, many of them, who say this is terrific because they meet their client base and they really enjoy themselves, to the education presenters here who really are having a wonderful time, and the 190 volunteers, stewards, who, you know, give freely of their time and look so tremendous. I think it's a great show.
Well, what do you think makes a good country show then?
Well, first of all, it leans on tradition. There's some things it does really well here that it doesn't change, and that's the way it presents itself. But also innovation, and you look at the innovation here, starting with the Epic Centre, and the sort of innovations that have taken place over the last few years in relation to the show have kept it to the fore. So I think getting that balance right is tricky, but it does it brilliantly here.
What would you like to change?
At the moment, very little, actually, to be perfectly frank, including when it happens.
Yes, there is some discussion about
that. There is some discussion, and actually the thing that most people have been saying to me is don't change, it works at the moment. And to be perfectly frank, at this time of year, you know, universities and schools have finished their main exams, and it is an opportunity for children just to get out from school and to come to the show and see lots of school children here. Learning a lot about not only agriculture but a whole variety of other things as well, you know, sustainability, agronomy and the rest. So I think that's one of its great assets as well. So and the traders come, whether they would come if you move the day is a big question. So somebody left me ringing in my ears as I came out from one stand, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, and I think there's something to do.
That's very good advice. You touched upon the variety there. I think some people may misunderstand a show like this who've not been and think it's just a load of cattle and tractors. What would you say to them?
It is cattle and it is tractors and it's a whole lot more. It's a country show. You can come in here and you don't need to see a cattle or a tractor, although quite frankly, we couldn't get down the road just now because of the number of people looking at the cattle. And for that matter, the tractors. In fact, we shocked the organisers today because a large number. I mean, that's Tonka truck stuff. It's wonderful out there. But there's so much more. I mean, you know, there's fantastic clothes shops here and stalls, furniture, you know, handmade furniture, kitchens, Lincolnshire Fair, which, you know, I don't think I'm ready for lunch now because I've been eating my way around the Lincolnshire Fair.
You've been tasting Lincolnshire.
Tasting Lincolnshire. Fabulous. And, of course, then in the sports zone, they've got the Leicester Tigers here, which I've been a season ticket holder for the last 20 years. You know, that world could be picking up young people for their development squad in the future. In fact, they've made us run as we could. We've got some enormous talents here as well. So the variety is enormous.
So I hope it continues to be such a success and to represent Lincolnshire in the way it does in
it
the future.
Providing they keep this balance between tradition and innovation properly, then I think it will continue to be an enormous success.
Thank you very much indeed.
Great pleasure. Thank you.